There has been a pretty popular share on Facebook and social media of an episode between Pooh Bear, Piglet, and Eeyore. So I'll read it for you. It occurred to Pooh and Piglet that they haven't heard from Eeyore for several days. So they put on their hats and coats and trotted across 100-acre wood to Eeyore's stick house. Inside the house with Eeyore. "Hello, Eeyore," said Pooh.
"Hello, Pooh. Hello, Piglet,"
said Eeyore in a clumsy-sounding voice. "We just thought that we checked on you," said Piglet, "because we haven't heard from you, and so we wanted to know if you were okay." Eeyore was silent for a moment.
"Am I okay?"
he asked.
"Eventually," he said, "well, I don't know, to be honest. Are any of us really okay?
That's what I asked myself. All I can tell you, Pooh and Piglet, is that right now I feel really rather sad and alone, and not much fun to be around at all. Which is why I haven't bothered you, because you wouldn't want to waste your time hanging out with someone who is sad and alone and not much fun to be around at all, would you now?" Pooh looked at Piglet, and Piglet looked at Pooh, and they both sat down, one on either side of Eeyore in his stick house. Eeyore looked at them in surprise.
"What are you doing?"
"We're sitting here with you," said Pooh, "because we are your friends. And true friends don't care if someone is feeling sad or alone or not much fun to be around at all. True friends are there for you anyway. And so here we are."
"Oh," said Eeyore. "Oh."
And three of them sat there in silence. And while Pooh and Piglet said nothing at all, somehow, almost immediately, Eeyore started to feel a little, very tiny little bit better. I think this story is important for us to realize, especially as people are so worried about what to buy for this holiday. As I was driving down near Camp Boulevard this morning, I almost tell myself, "You are a priest, Coy. Don't do anything stupid." You know, people were just cutting each other off, and the parking lot were packed, and people are like on a rampage to do last minute shopping. And we have to ask ourselves, in all of this busyness, Christmas busyness is just another excuse, another reason for us to be busy. Perhaps that's our own fault here in the postmodern world. We're always busy, that we really haven't taken the time to slow down, look at each other, and spend time with each other well. Especially at men, I know for sure, I had to learn this over and over and over again. We hate not having a solution. We like to fix things. But oftentimes, we're called not to fix things. We're called to be present to one another. So therefore, it's important for us to remember that the greatest presence that we're going to give to one another this Christmas isn't the materialistic presence. It's the presence of our presence to one another. Are you able, or will you able, to be present to the people that you love? Or are you too busy trying to do everything? Honestly, are you able to be present to one another, just like Pooh Bear and Piglet today, when Eeyore was all alone? Are you able just to sit and spend time with the people around you without trying to fix the problem? Are you able to spend time well with each other yet or not? Second, are you able to discover the divine presence in the other person yet or not? Do you recognize that God is also in him or her who is sitting right across me, or who is cutting me off, or who is being a jerk to me at the shopping mall, or whatever? Are you seeking the divine presence there as well? And are you receiving that person at the presence from God as well? Or is he or she is an inconvenience to your and my agenda, your and my schedule, your and my liking, your and my will? Oftentimes, we have things our way and we want things our way, and we stop seeking the divine presence in the other person, in our own life, and in the middle of the relationship. God is always present, no matter where, no matter what, no matter how things turn out. And I've been emphasizing a lot throughout the season of Advent that Advent is a time of waiting, of preparing, so that we become less focused on things and be more focused on relationship and people, especially our relationship with God. Today we heard in the gospel reading, Mother Mary went in haste to the hill country, to a town of Judah, to visit her cousin Elizabeth. That's what very imprudence of her, a young woman traveling in the middle of nowhere. But she felt the divine urge that tell her to share what she's carrying in her womb right now, Jesus Christ, to her cousin Elizabeth. How beautiful it is 2018 years ago, before ultrasound, before 3D or 4D technology, that John the Baptist at that time would be about 6 months old, able to recognize Jesus, who was just a clump of cells according to our modern interpretation, the divine presence, and cause his mother to leap in joy. How wonderful that is. Perhaps the people who are simple, the babies who are more joyful than us this season, than we ourselves, that we're worried too much about what we have to do and lost focus on who is present in the midst of all of us. My brothers and sisters, Mother Mary brought Jesus to Elizabeth and caused Elizabeth to leap for joy, and also John the Baptist to leap for joy. Are we able to bring Jesus Christ and his divine presence to those whom we will encounter? Will you, for your Christmas celebration this year, include Christ in it? Or will it only be an excuse to get drunk, an excuse to eat more, an excuse just to get together? Will Christ be the center of your and my celebration? Will Christ be the center of our conversation? Will Christ be the center of our relationship? Will Christ be the center of the people that we will encounter, yet or not? The message is very clear, that Mother Mary went in haste to share the good news to St. Elizabeth today and cause her to leap for joy. I'm not asking you to hold a sign near United Market and tell people, keep Christ in Christmas, okay? I'm not asking you to do that, because I don't want the Baptists to give me a call, okay? But what I'm asking you is that to slow down. Slow the heck down. Take a chill pill. Chill. And start looking at the people around you. Treasure the relationship in your life. And seek the presence of God in the midst of it all. And if you're far away from your family, be present to them in a very personal and intimate way by how you pray for them and how you lift them up in prayer and how you ask the Lord. You know, I've been praying for my family a lot. I said, Lord, I won't get to see mom and dad or my brother for Christmas, but I know that I'm very close to them when I offer the Eucharist for them. So you can do the same. Lift up your family and lift them up to Jesus Christ and allow him to be in the midst of all of that. So therefore, do not be afraid. Be joyful. Huh? Be joyful. Start smiling. Be joyful and share Jesus Christ and seek his presence at all times.